This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to First Friday Focus on the Environment. On the first Friday of each month, we take occasion to look at important issues vital to the health and well-being of the environment here in our home state of Michigan. My co-host is Lisa Wozniak, and Lisa is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and always good to have you back in the studios, Lisa.
Thank you, David. Our guest this month is Jennifer Haverkamp. She is the Director of the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan and co-chair of President Schlissel's Carbon Neutrality Commission. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Yes, welcome. Indeed, and we thank you for the time. I'm most grateful. For the sake of transparency, I do want to point out that Lisa Wozniak was asked to join the U of M Carbon Neutrality Commission and is an active and working member.
That is indeed correct, David. It was my pleasure and privilege to be asked, and I am a member of that commission.
Because you don't have enough to do.
Well, right, exactly. I'd actually like to start with a question for you, Jennifer, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of the commission. I'm wondering, when you took this job, which is fairly new, it's about a year, less than a year.
Less than a year, October.
Okay. Did you know that you were going to be asked to serve in this important position and co-chairing this commission?
No, I did not. I was delighted to be asked, but in fact, I started the 1st of October, and on the fourth day on the job, President Schlissel made his announcement that he was committing the university to a path to carbon neutrality. And since I have a background in climate change and care passionately about the issue, I was more than happy to take up the responsibility that he asked me to do.
President Schlissel doesn't usually make some decisions like that without knowing who he has on board. He saw you coming, didn't he?
You'll have to ask him.
Well, as a baseline for our conversation today, Jennifer, what exactly is the function of the Carbon Neutrality Commission?
Our commission is to come up with a plan, a timeline, and recommendations for how to implement President Schlissel's commitment. He committed the University of Michigan to a path to carbon neutrality, and then created our commission and gave us a charge and 18 months in which to come back to him with our recommendations.
Once that mission was laid out, what process was determined or used to decide who serves on the commission and how best the university is best served by the makeup of the commission?
It is President Schlissel's commission, and the makeup of the commission was his decision.
And Lisa Wozniak, how was it that it came about you ended up serving on the commission?
I was actually surprised. I didn't know that the request and the invitation was coming. I am a graduate from the University of Michigan, so I've spent a lot of time there, and I'm a very proud alumna. And my work is deeply focused on climate change, so I'm very honored to serve in this capacity, and it's a great group of people that has been chosen to serve on the commission. And personally, I have two children, and I have to look them in the eyes every day when they're home. They're teenagers and
right.
In their 20s. But this next generation is looking at us and saying, what have you done and what will you do?
And that's a great segue. You are listening to First Friday Focus on the Environment. It continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking today with the Executive Director of Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan and co-chair of President Schlissel's Carbon Neutrality Commission. My First Friday co-host, Lisa Wozniak, who you just heard from, is also a member of the commission. And Jennifer, given the urgency of addressing climate change, as laid out by Lisa, how bold a plan are you envisioning from the commission to present to President Schlissel?
Thank you. That's a great question. I think that our charge from the president is clear, which is to find a path to take the university to carbon neutrality. It's an ambitious plan also because of the scope that he's included. It's not just the Ann Arbor campus. It is also Dearborn and Flint. And one thing that I think makes it especially ambitious, which a lot of other universities don't have as part of their charge, is all of Michigan medicine, the medical complex, is part of our mandate, which is a very carbon-intensive part of the overall university emissions. We have, I think, a great group of people on the commission to help us find the most ambitious path forward, and we've set up a work plan with a lot of analysis teams with expertise, which we anticipate will help us really get through all the work we have to do to bring our recommendations as soon as possible.
You mentioned that it could be ultimately more inclusive than many other institutions across the country. The U of M appears to be well behind other universities like Ohio State and Stanford when it comes to carbon neutrality. Do we have an explanation as to why it is at this point?
I guess I wouldn't necessarily embrace the argument that we are way behind. The University of Michigan did set a set of sustainability goals in 2011 that included a commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 25% from 2006 levels by 2025. And we are now well on the way to achieving that goal. I think that it reflects the caution of past presidents and this president that they want to be sure that they have a roadmap and a vision of how to achieve an objective before embracing it. That said, I think the fact that there are other universities who've been working on this issue is a great benefit to us because we can learn from them. We are reaching out to several of them to find out what their experience has been. And it's also the case that our charge goes the other direction as well. We are asked to come up with solutions that are transferable and scalable so that other institutions, other communities can use them. And frankly, one reason that Lisa is on the commission, as well as Missy Stoltz of the city of Ann Arbor, is because we want to work with the community and the state in coming up with our plan and then in sharing it more broadly.
So, Lisa, you've also recently been asked to serve on Washtenaw County's newly formed Environmental Council, the primary focus of which is carbon neutrality. How do you see the work of the Presidential Commission and the County Council coming together?
Well, as Jennifer just mentioned, the University of Michigan has a very large footprint within our community. I think the number is 37 million square feet just in the Ann Arbor campus, not even looking at Flint and Dearborn. And when you think about local units of government taking action to address carbon emissions, the city of Ann Arbor is tackling that, and now the county is tackling that, and the university is tackling that. It is really imperative that there be conversation about everything from electrification of vehicles to housing issues, incentivizing energy efficiency, for thinking about means by which to create more affordable housing so that transportation issues aren't so much of an issue. There are just a myriad of things that together we can be working on as we tackle this in a big and bold way.
I hear you both saying that the solutions lay in collaboration, information sharing, and then like-minded work.
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, there are members of the U of M faculty, the staff, student body that have been pushing the administration and regents to take some actions, including doing away with plans to build a new natural gas turbine on campus, divesting from fossil fuels altogether. President Schlissel has said neither of those ideas are on the table. So as we make this move to carbon neutrality, why aren't those things on the table?
I think that that's the question directed best to President Schlissel and the administration. I'm responsible for the mandate of the commission, and our mandate is to come up with our plan going forward based on the assumption that those decisions were already made by the regents.
So how is the campus community being indoctrinated into the process and into the public information gathering that will help drive the mission forward based on the wants, desires, and needs of the campus community?
We have a lot of ways that we're planning on public input and feedback to the community. We have held several town halls. We are planning to hold another one in collaboration with the city of Ann Arbor, maybe this August. We have set up advisory groups, including a student advisory panel, a faculty advisory panel, where we are using them as sounding boards throughout the process to share ideas and get their feedback. We have a public comment link on our website where people can submit comments on anything related to the work of the commission along the way, and we do read those and consider them carefully. We also have built in that before any of our recommendations go final in the fall of 2020, we will put out a draft report for public comment and feedback on our report before we finalize it and submit it to the president.
Well, the time is winding down today, but if, in your opinion, if people are going to walk away with one notion about the Carbon Neutrality Commission today, based on our conversation, what would you like that to be?
I think I would like it to be that it is the reflection of the University of Michigan taking this issue extremely seriously, and that we want to go forward boldly and transparently.
I thank you so much for the time and the information today. Much appreciated.
It's my pleasure.
That is Jennifer Haverkamp, the director of the Graham Sustainability Institute at the University of Michigan and co-chair of President Schlissel's Carbon Neutrality Commission. Lisa Wozniak is also a member of the commission, and she's the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and our content partner for First Friday Focus on the Environment. We'll see you in a month.
I look forward to it, David.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.